بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
Verse number 43. I did not send before you, O Messenger, except men who were human beings, to whom I sent revelation. I did not send messengers that were angels. This is our constant practice. If you all deny that, then ask the people of the previous scriptures, and they will tell you that messengers were only human beings.
بالبينات والزبر وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم ولعلهم يتفكرون.
Verse number 44. We sent those messengers from amongst humans with clear signs and revealed scriptures. We have revealed to you, O Messenger, the Quran, so that you can give people the explanation they require, and so that they can apply their minds and take a lesson from what it contains.
أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَن يَخْسِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
Verse number 45. Do those who make plots to prevent people from Allah's path feel secure that Allah will not cause the earth to cave in with them, as he caused it to cave in with Qarun, or that the punishment will not come to them from where they least expect?
أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ فِي تَقَلُّبِهِمْ فَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ.
Verse number 46. Or that the punishment will not afflict them whilst they are going about on their journeys and in their quest for earnings. They will not escape nor protect themselves from it.
أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ عَلَىٰ تَخَوُّفٍ فَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Verse number 47. Or do they feel secure that Allah's punishment will not come to them while they are afraid of it? Allah is able to punish them in every condition. Your Lord is compassionate and merciful. He does not take retribution hastily, for perhaps his servants will turn to him in repentance.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ يَتَفَيَّأُ ظِلَالُهُ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَالشَّمَائِلِ سُجَّدًا لِلَّهِ وَهُمْ دَاخِرُونَ.
Verse number 48. Do these deniers not look with contemplation at his creation? Their shadows incline right and left following the movement of the sun in the day and that of the moon at night, in humility and prostration to their Lord, whilst they are submissive to Allah and are subject to his domination.
ولله يسجد ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من دابة والملائكة وهم لا يستكبرون.
Verse number 49. It is to Allah alone that all creatures in the heavens and on earth prostrate. It is to Him alone that the angels prostrate. They are not too proud to worship Allah and obey Him.
يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ.
Verse number 50. They, despite their constant worship and obedience, fear their Lord who is above them by His self, dominance, and authority, and they carry out the acts of obedience that their Lord instructs them to.
وقال الله لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين إنما هو إله واحد فإياي فارهبون.
Verse number 51. Allah, may He be glorified, said to all His servants, "Do not take two beings of worship. The being deserving of worship is only one, who has no second nor any partner. So fear me only, and do not fear others besides me."
وله ما في السماوات والأرض وله الدين واصبا أفغير الله تتقون.
Verse number 52. To Him alone belongs everything in the heavens and on earth. He created, owns, and controls all of it. To Him alone obedience, submission, and sincerity is due always. Will you, then, fear anyone other than Allah? No, instead, fear Him alone.
وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِّعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْأَرُونَ.
Verse number 53. Whatever blessing you, O people, have in this world or in the afterlife is from Allah, may He be glorified, and not from anyone else. Then when some calamity, sickness, or poverty afflicts you, it is to Him alone that you plead in supplication to remove what has afflicted you. Thus, the one who grants blessings and who removes difficulties is the one who must be worshipped alone.
ثُمَّ إِذَا كَشَفَ الضُّرَّ عَنْكُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْكُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ.
Verse number 54. Then when He answers your prayer and removes the harm from you, a group of you begin associating partners with their Lord and worshipping others with Him. What unjust behavior is this? Beneficial points. 1. The virtue of the people of knowledge, for Allah instructed those who do not know to refer to them in all incidents. This is an implicit attestation to their integrity and credibility, as He instructed that they be asked. 2. A sinner should be ashamed of his Lord, that his sins ascend to him, whilst Allah's blessings descend on him all the time. 3. The people of disbelief, denial, and sin should be afraid that Allah may seize them with punishment while they are unaware. 4. All blessings are from Allah, whether these are material blessings such as sustenance, safety, and health, or intangible blessings such as security, prestige, position, and the like. 5. Humans find no refuge from difficulties except by calling on Allah. Thus, inevitably call on Him because they know that no one can remove difficulties except Him.
لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ فَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 55. Their associating partners with Allah meant that they in fact reject Allah's favors to them, including Allah saving them from their distress after they had called on Him alone. It was therefore said to them, "Enjoy the luxuries that you have until Allah's penalty come to you sooner or later."
وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ نَصِيبًا مِّمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ تَاللَّهِ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَفْتَرُونَ.
Verse number 56. The idolaters allocate to their idols, which do not know anything, as they are lifeless objects that can neither benefit nor harm, a portion of the wealth that we provided for them, as a means of seeking closeness to those idols. By Allah, you, O idolaters, will be questioned on the Day of Judgment about your assertions that these idols are Allah's and that they are entitled to a portion of your wealth.
وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ الْبَنَاتِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَلَهُمْ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ
Verse number 57. The idolaters attribute daughters to Allah, and they believe that these are the angels. Thus they attribute lineage to Allah, and select for Him what they do not like for themselves. He is pure, glorified, and sanctified from what they assign to Him. They assign for themselves the male offspring that they desire. What crime is greater than this?
وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ
Verse number 58. When one of these idolaters is given the news of the birth of a female, his face darkens due to the extreme dislike of such news, and his heart is filled with worry and grief. Then he attributes to Allah what he does not like for himself.
أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَىٰ هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ
Verse number 59. He hides from his people because of the bad news of the birth of a girl that was given to him. He asks himself, shall he keep this girl that he was given news of with humiliation and dejection, or shall he bury her alive and hide her in the dust? How evil is the decision that the idolaters make when they assign to their Lord what they detest for themselves.
للذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة مثل السوء ولله المثل الأعلى وهو العزيز الحكيم
Verse number 60. It is those who do not believe in the hereafter who have a lower description, such as ignorance, disbelief, as well as the need to have offspring. Allah has the praiseworthy attributes of majesty, perfection, independence, and knowledge. He, may He be glorified, is mighty in His kingdom, and nothing can overcome Him. He is wise in His creation, planning, and legislation.
وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ
Verse number 61. If Allah, may He be glorified, were to punish mankind for their injustices and for their rejection of Him, He would not leave on earth a single human being or animal that walks on its surface. But He, may He be glorified, postpones them until a time that is fixed in His knowledge. Then, when that time that is fixed in His knowledge comes, they will not delay it, nor will they advance it for even a short while.
وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ مَا يَكْرَهُونَ وَتَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُهُمُ الْكَذِبَ أَنَّ لَهُمُ الْحُسْنَى لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّ لَهُمُ النَّارَ وَأَنَّهُمْ مُفْرَطُونَ
Verse number 62. They assign to Allah, may He be glorified, females that they dislike to attribute to themselves. They claim falsely that if needed they are resurrected, then they will have the best ranks with Allah. Truly, for them is the fire, and they will be left therein never to come out of it.
تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ قبلك فزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فهو وليهم اليوم ولهم عذاب أليم.
Verse number 63. By Allah, we sent messengers to communities before you, O Messenger, but Satan made their evil deeds of idolatry, disbelief, and sins seem good to them. He is their so-called helper on the day of judgment, so let them ask him for help. They will have a painful punishment of the day of judgment.
وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا لِتُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الَّذِي اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Verse number 64. We did not reveal the Quran to you, O Messenger, except for you to make clear to all people what they differ about in respect of Allah's oneness, resurrection, and the details of the sacred law, and for the Quran to be a guidance and mercy for those who have faith in Allah, His messengers, and all what the Quran came with, for they are the ones who will truly benefit. Beneficial points. 1. Some of the errors of the idolaters are the attribution of daughters to Allah and the attribution of sons to themselves and their disdain of daughters. Their faces display grief and sorrow at the birth of a female, and they hide from and avoid contact with people because of the extreme grief, humiliation, and shame on account of having a daughter. 2. It is Allah's practice to give respite to the disbelievers and not to punish them immediately, to give them an opportunity to have faith and repent. 3. The time of a person's death and the end of his life will not come earlier or later by even 1 hour or a moment. 4. Allah's practice amongst His servants is to send messengers with clear proofs and a full explanation. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is therefore like other messengers. 5. The major task of the Prophet, peace be upon him, is to explain what is contained in the Quran and to clarify what the people of the various creeds and beliefs differed about with respect to religion and sacred laws, so that his clarification can be a proof against them.